בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב' קיץ תשס"ח 2008, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצדי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ואתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, the subject of today's program is how to give a good speech. And in the studio today is communications expert Brian McDonald. Welcome to the studio, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, I have a 15-year-old daughter, Linda, who will be going with her basketball team to an international training camp in California next month. Linda was asked to write a speech and read it out loud at the final ceremony, but she is terrified at the idea. So, she asked me to help her write it. Can you give us some tips?
Well, it's very natural to be afraid. Some people would prefer to give up the whole trip rather than make a speech. They imagine all kinds of frightening situations. What if no one is listening? What if I say the wrong thing? And yet, by learning a few techniques used by professional speakers, you can make a powerful impression on your audience. And you may actually enjoy the whole experience. Let me tell you how. When you sit down to write a speech, remember that speeches are not just about something, they are also for someone. So the first thing you should do is consider your audience. Ask yourself who the audience will be and what they will be expecting. The next question is whether you should do what they expect or whether you can put in a surprise here and there. There really isn't any clear answer. It depends on many things, how well you know your audience, what your goals are, etc. In your daughter's case, the audience will be kids she already knows and who share her interest in sports. In that sense, Linda is lucky. She can be pretty confident they'll be eager to hear what she has to say. But even when you've got a friendly audience, your biggest challenge is to make sure they're listening. Which brings us to the use of humor. Humor can really relax a crowd and get them to pay attention. And it doesn't have to be a joke. An amusing anecdote or a funny quote will often do the trick. But be careful. The humor should be suited to the occasion. The closing ceremony of a basketball camp, for example, is not exactly the right time to tell jokes about your dog. Another thing to remember is to be yourself. When writing your speech, use words, phrases, and ideas that are familiar to you and that you find easy to pronounce. Inexperienced speakers often make the mistake of choosing a much higher level of language than they normally use. Doing that will only make you nervous, and the audience will immediately notice that you're not relaxed. Of course, the whole point of writing a speech is to give it. So after you finish writing the speech, practice reading it out loud again and again until you get it just right. The more you practice, the less anxious you will be when the time comes, and the better your speech will be. Finally, please tell your daughter to smile when it's all over. Her smile will tell the audience that she did her best, that she enjoyed giving the speech, and that she feels confident that they enjoyed the speech too.
Thank you, Brian, for your help and advice. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Hello,
ואתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners. The subject of today's program is how to give a good speech. And in the studio today is communications expert Brian McDonald. Welcome to the studio, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, I have a 15-year-old daughter, Linda, who will be going with her basketball team to an international training camp in California next month. Linda was asked to write a speech and read it out loud at the final ceremony, but she is terrified at the idea. So she asked me to help her write it. Can you give us some tips?
Well, it's very natural to be afraid. Some people would prefer to give up the whole trip rather than make a speech. They imagine all kinds of frightening situations. What if no one is listening? What if I say the wrong thing? And yet, by learning a few techniques used by professional speakers, you can make a powerful impression on your audience, and you may actually enjoy the whole experience. Let me tell you how. When you sit down to write a speech, remember that speeches are not just about something, they are also for someone. So the first thing you should do is consider your audience. Ask yourself who the audience will be and what they will be expecting. The next question is whether you should do what they expect or whether you can put in a surprise here and there. There really isn't any clear answer. It depends on many things, how well you know your audience, what your goals are, etc. In your daughter's case, the audience will be kids she already knows and who share her interest in sports. In that sense, Linda is lucky. She can be pretty confident they'll be eager to hear what she has to say. But even when you've got a friendly audience, your biggest challenge is to make sure they're listening. Which brings us to the use of humor. Humor can really relax a crowd and get them to pay attention. And it doesn't have to be a joke. An amusing anecdote or a funny quote will often do the trick. But be careful. The humor should be suited to the occasion. The closing ceremony of a basketball camp, for example, is not exactly the right time to tell jokes about your dog. Another thing to remember is to be yourself. When writing your speech, use words, phrases, and ideas that are familiar to you and that you find easy to pronounce. Inexperienced speakers often make the mistake of choosing a much higher level of language than they normally use. Doing that will only make you nervous, and the audience will immediately notice that you're not relaxed. Of course, the whole point of writing a speech is to give it. So after you finish writing the speech, practice reading it out loud again and again until you get it just right. The more you practice, the less anxious you will be when the time comes, and the better your speech will be. Finally, please tell your daughter to smile when it's all over. Her smile will tell the audience that she did her best, that she enjoyed giving the speech, and that she feels confident that they enjoyed the speech too.
Thank you, Brian, for your help and advice. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות.